So I'm with a few students talking about the general feedback, and we're talking about some particular issues that they're having in terms of description and being analytical and being evaluative. Now, if we go through the general feedback against the marking criteria, we see that there are two tracks. One is a track on academic discussion and content, and the other one is about the use of reading. Now, outstanding students will be ones that are offering critical evaluations. This means that they are using a range of sources from the literature, the academic literature, and practitioner literature in order to make judgments and to come to their own conclusions. In academia, we don't use the word opinion, we use the word informed view, which means that we make our judgments based on a balanced argument. So we must be able to look at this side of the argument, another side of the argument, and try and identify what would be a sensible way forward. We call this independence and independent thinking, and those students who are achieving those high grades will be showing a degree of originality, which means they'll be offering new insights. They'll be synthesizing the literature in different ways to combine it in different ways, and that synthesis and thought leadership offered will be independent and original. It's new, it's novel. It will be very, very useful to the institution, to our understanding at Napier. So let's go. That's what we're trying to achieve at the top, 80% plus. And to do that, you need to be able to demonstrate an extensive depth of reading. So it says quite clearly in the feedback that you have gone well beyond the textbook answers, and also you've gone way beyond the topic guides. So in the topic guides, there are lots of reading, and on the topic guides, we've talked about essential reading from the core textbooks, the Laszlo text, the Carroll text, or the Canon text, sorry, and some articles which are particularly very, very important. But there are also some suggestive reading of some journal articles, for instance, that you may or may not have tackled. You were not asked to read all of them, but you were encouraged or invited to look at some of them, but you might be including some of those in your work. But an outstanding student will go beyond the topic guide, beyond the textbook, and look and do their own literature reviews, similar to those that you've done in your dissertations. So if you look at the satisfactory and fair grades, this is when you're being descriptive. One of the reasons why I've asked you to write a one-page report of bullet points is because I'm starting to see that some students are being descriptive. They are listing all the different theories that we've learned over the different weeks. And some, the better ones, are starting to loosely adapt that and apply that to the actual question. That is being descriptive, so you are falling into that trap of being descriptive and offering different theoretical perspectives, and it reads more like a textbook than it does an actual report. I want you to move away from this, and I want you to get to the very goods and the excellence and beyond by having clear positions based on different theoretical views. And this is when you've decided what your findings are, what your recommendations are, and those students who have planned out their assignment in a very detailed fashion in terms of having a detailed context which defines the boundary of their report, which could be interpreted in many different ways, and different students will do it in different ways to address the question. This is totally fine. Define the context and the boundary, and then within that, identify some key findings for Section A and for Section B and make a conclusion. Some students have said, you don't want two reports, you want one report. Yes, I want one scope of the report, one executive summary if you choose to have one set of key findings, one conclusion, one set of recommendations. However, your key findings may be broken down into elements of Part A and elements of Part B. That's the difference there. But to get a very good, you need to be able to identify what these different theoretical perspectives are. These are Porter, these are Hart, these are Laszlo, these are all these other people that we've been learning about, Carroll, for instance, and looking at how they are able to support your argument going forwards and how they can support what you're going forward. To do that, again, to be very good, you need to have a credible evidence base supported by the arguments from the wider literature, the core text and the topic guides, and go beyond that. So then to get a first and outstanding, as we've already outlined, you have to have a wide reading, critical evaluation, start critiquing what you've been reading to offer that informed view that you offer. All the best.